Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
There is a prophetic word from the Lord.
I and they that God has given me, we are made for signs and wonders.
That is the word of God. It's time to rise. It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
Today, nothing will stop me. I am going to have my harvest.
Come on, everybody.
I don't care whether I'm in order or not in order. Whether I'm under protocol or no protocol. Whether it is legal or it's not legal. I am going to get my miracle. die to be out of order tonight to reach God. If you die to be out of protocol tonight to reach God. I tell you, your new season is here.
The Lord said, I'm healing you.
The wall break down. The saints should break forth with joy.
Lightning, fire, and bigger vitality. And if Christ ever healed, he can heal today.
The crusade of the century. Welcome the Archbishop, Professor Benson Idahosa. Hallelujah.
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 Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, forevermore. Shout hallelujah.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
Is it true what I hear of you? Is it true? You talk about me many times. No, your heart was so broken, and sometimes as though your time seemed passing away. Is it true that I hear you say, come on, talk to me like a man? Were you there when I formed the heavens? Were you there when I stretched out the sky? Were you there when I spoke with a loud voice to the waters? Did thou separate it from the dry land? Were you there when I made all you see? Were you there when I formed man from the dust? Tell me, my child, what do you think of the world in place? Is it true? Is it true? Is it true? I want to hear you say it again. Talk to me like a man. Take the nails in my hands, take the sword to my side, wear the crown of thorns. What can't I do for you? If I could take the nails in my hands, take the sword to my side, wear the crown of thorns. What can't I do? Keep my promise, child, I will keep my promise, even till the end of time. This is true, I will keep my promise, keep my promise, I will keep my promise, even till the end of time. Oh yes, I will keep my promise. I will keep my promise. Son, I will keep my promise, even to the end of time. Oh, I will keep Just remember, I'll keep my promise. I
will. Of running away wherever there's crisis, it's not the will of God. Christians who are standing by to hear a problem and flee are not God's children. They have found the church but have not found Christ. Your hand is not as wide as God's hand. Your hand is not as good as God's hands. Brother, there's nothing you can do well that God cannot do better. When things happen adversely, those who stand by God become testifiers. What's the difference? Where you are running to is not the answer. Who is with you is a power. And this morning, God is with you. I said, the Lord is with you. Out of your children, the whole world will be blessed. Aren't you glad that steadfastness and commitment do not end with you, but a promise to your own children? Somebody say amen for that. Isaac digs again. Say that to everybody. New wells and found springing waters. Say it again. Isaac digged again new wells and found wells of springing waters. Hallelujah! When they digged again, he found the old well had water, the new wells have springing water. God's glory is coming back. God's power is coming back. God's anointing is coming back. God's new well is coming back. Let's dig the well again. Let's dig the well again. Until we hit swinging. 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 Your job, swinging waters. Your marriage, swinging waters. Your businesses, springing waters. God wants to give you springing waters. God wants to give the ministry springing waters. Yes. Everybody say yes. Say yes. He dig again. Those who stand by God become testifiers. You will testify
I say you will testify. You will testify that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Why did the crisis hit Chapel Hill? She did what the world hate. She began to love the hate. Are you listening this morning? I see that black and white in America on fellowship. But this is not the same. Somebody say hallelujah. In Chapel Hill, sponsored World Congress 3 years ago and paid for people to come from all over the world. And you think the devil was going to say, hallelujah. You're going to remain? I'm going to enjoy you. Why? This church reached out. And the Philippines. The thou shall not make progress envied him. But listen to what they did in the 15th verse. For all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philippines has stopped them and filled them with elf. Can blessing bring jealousy? Okay, be blessed to be envied. Question. Can blessing bring envy? I didn't hear you. Can blessing bring envy? Can blessing bring envy? Can prosperity bring envy? I recommend, therefore, be blessed to be envied. They envied him. And they said, not only that we are sad, that you are blessed, but we will stop your blessing. And they took elf sand and filled the well that Isaac got from his father, that the water may no more flow. Why are the righteous more envious than unbelievers? In business world, if you buy Rolls Royce and buy Lexus and buy Mercedes, same day, unbelievers say, congratulations. You made it. You made it. But when you buy Escort and little motorcycle in the church, they say, we are not sure he's still a Christian. He's missed it. Why do the worldly people love themselves more than the church? They envied him and filled the world with earth. Verse 16. Whew. Listen to this. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go from us, for thou art much mightier than we. There are some church organizations. When you do what they have not done, they look for what will undo you. You independent. Why will you be bigger than we are? Get out!
I think Isaac was wounded. I thought Isaac would be bruised. I thought Isaac would call all his church people and call his wife and children and the servant and say, let's go! Let's leave them alone! Let's get out of here! But read the 18th verse. Verse 17. And Isaac departed thence and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. Verse 18. And Isaac dig again. Say that to everybody. Bishop Paul, come and stand here. Everybody stand up. Clarice, come here. Mama Norma, come here. Everybody stand tall, please. Don't stand by your wife. I'm preaching to you now. You. Please put your eyes on me and look unto God. Isaac dig again the wells. Verse 15. For all the wells which his father's servant had digged in the days of Abraham his father, the Philistine has stopped them and filled them with earth. Verse 18. Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistines has stopped them after the death of Abraham, and he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Verse 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there a well springing water. Everybody says springing water. Say it loud. Say loud! All the pastors, come here. Pastor, Bishop Paul, come here. All the pastoral staff, come behind them. You come here. Come on. Come. Isaac, dig again. Say that to everybody. New wells. And found. Springing waters. Say it again. Isaac. Digged again new wells and found wells of springing waters. Hallelujah! What you have experienced in the last few months is to help you have new hands. Hands that will not faint because people say you should faint. Hands that are bruised and injured, but not dead. Isaac gathered his servants and digged again. Digged again. Say that with me, everybody. I didn't hear you. Try it one more time. He digged again. New wells. Then Isaac took his own new servants. He said to his father's servant, fine, thank you. But new servants. New servants. New servants, new servants, let's dig again new wells. And when they digged again, he found the old well had water. The new wells have springing water. God's glory is coming back. God's power is coming back. God's anointing is coming back. God's new well is coming back. Let's dig the well again. Let's dig the well again. Until we hit. Swinging. 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 Your job, swinging waters. Your marriage, swinging waters. Your businesses, springing waters. God wants to give you springing waters. God wants to give the ministry springing waters. Yes. Everybody say yes. Say yes. He dig again. When the enemy discourage you, dig again. When your well is full of sand, dig again. When the church is stained, dig again. When the hole is covered, dig again. When you are pushed down, dig again. When you are shaken, dig again. Don't die because the devil wants you to die. Dig again. Dig again. How much sand has the enemy put in your well? Dig again. Dig again. Dig again. Dig again. Springing water is coming. Living water is coming. God is finished with ordinary water. Doctor, God wants to give us new strength. The water will be coming up from the ground. And the springing water cannot be covered by death. Because water forces sand off. And living water comes up. That's what God told me He wants to do for you. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Stretch your hand here, everybody. That which concerns you, receive fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, the Lord grant you new beginning. Whatever the enemy put dead, God lift it up and give you new beginning to the praise and glory of His name. I bless you and your families. For that which the Lord has given to you shall no man steal. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I reach my hand to them. And I command your miracles. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
He came, He saw, and He conquered.
Listen to me, all of you coming. No matter how small your business is today, God asked me to tell you, it shall have springing water. God is going to put springing water in it. And you, some of you will be paying tithes in millions 3 years from now. 3 years from now, in millions. That's what God told me. You will experience the new hand of God. The enemy have tried for some time now to put health into your well. But that day is over today. And a new day has come today. Lord, I ask that these businesses, these jobs, receive resurrection. Every symptom of pain and setback in their jobs, I nullify, command it loose. I command your miracle and blessing upon them. They will experience what they've never seen before. Your name will be magnified and glorified. In Jesus' name, say amen.
Amen.
Command the hand of God upon your job and upon your business with new life. In Jesus' name. Now everybody raise your hands up. Father, wherever there's sickness in these lives, wherever there's any disease in these lives, wherever there's any pain, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, you are griefs. You took away our sicknesses. The chastisement of our peace were laid on you. By your stripe we are healed. I command every disease and pain and sickness, neck pain, chest pain, stomach pain, headache, chest ache, pocket ache, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. I command fresh healing now. That they will know that you are the Lord that heals. Thank you for giving Isaac a new beginning. In Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Listen to me. I want to say this to you before I discuss it more with Bishop. A little over 12 years ago, God brought me here. I said, go stand with your brother. I've never met before then. He knew all my friends. I want you to pray. Let me tell you why I'm saying this. What God did this week here is a proof that God is here. Did you hear me? Those that are coming will not go. That's what the Lord told me. We will not borrow anybody. They will come in their thousands to stay. How many will say amen to that? All right. And God told me, this place will be packed with no room in the inn. The healing, the signs and wonders. Amen. Now, the last thing I want to do. Isaac sowed in famine. He reaped a hundredfold.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production.
Praise God. I hope you enjoyed that message. I believe you enjoyed it. And whatever you are passing through, don't run away. The Lord will show on your behalf if you are dogged to stand still and focus your attention unto God. I believe if God has done it for others, He will do it for you. Running away from problem does not give solution. But I believe that the word that you have heard today has done something in your life. And please write us. And I want to use this time to thank those of you that are calling, that are writing, that are sending email. I beg you, you are the reason why we are on air. Each time we talk, each time we pray, each time we give counsel on the phone to you, we are strengthened. It means that the word of God is giving you impartation, or it's making an impact in your life. Please don't forget. We have books that we want to give to you. The Archbishop B.A. Dahosa's book, The Golden Book, Fire in His Bone. We have it. If you have a call, write for Fire in His Bone, or we'll send it to you. We have other books of him. Strangers to Failure, I Choose to Change, I'm No Longer the Same, From Zero to Surplus, and my own books too, The Womb of Harvest. I want you to write us, and we will definitely give you a tangible reply. Until we meet again next week, we will be there for you. But just before I leave, I want to pray with you. Father God, you know and you see beyond the comprehension of man. Those that are passing through problems, those that have come across, oh God, the enemy, those that are in shackles, you know them because you are the God that sees beyond your look. Father God, I commit them unto you. I ask, oh God, that you will speak for them. You will intervene for them speedily. In the name of Jesus, you've done it before, you can do it again. For this is the confidence we have of you, that when we talk to you, you hear and you answer. Thank you, everlasting Father. Glory and honor be ascribed unto you. Show up, O God, on their behalf. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. For those of you that have not known the Lord Jesus Christ, you want to give your life to Christ. There is no reason for you to roll for your sin, because there's somebody that has paid for your sin, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He said there's no other foundation that anyone will lay apart from the one that have been laid by Jesus Christ. All you need is just come to him, confess to him, tell him that you have accepted him as your Lord and your Savior. Then you are saved. Because the word of God says, he that calleth upon me, call his name Jesus, I will save. And I want to wish you salvation. Make time to visit us. Maybe you are just passing through Benin City. Visit us at Faith Arena, number 1 Faith Way. Just visit us. And when you come, please, I want to shake hands with you and pray with you. God bless you real good. Until this time next week, be blessed, be happy, and stand to face your God. Be committed to what you are doing. God bless you, really.
I want to please plead with you sincerely from the depth of my heart. Please reject slavery. If any man try to force you to think back, tell him, forgetting the things that are past, I press forward. Point your hand and say, I press forward. Vote for righteousness. Die back in light than to be promoted in darkness. Did you hear what I said? When you support light and they kill you, be happy you died for light than to have promotion in darkness. How many will say amen? For hundreds of years, our people were told back home, be satisfied at where you are. And when God raised me, said, challenge that. The man that asks you to be happy that you are a slave is a killer. A man that tells you to be happy that he's going to give you loaf of bread does not believe in tomorrow. And you must do, I repeat, do your utmost best to fight whatever will refer your mind backward. Or changing our course in life, we have no right to be in the church. Jesus said, unless a man deny himself, carry the cross daily, he can't be my disciple. Christianity is not a life of excuse, it's a life of uses. It's not a life of excuses. Excuse me, I'm down. No. Excuse me, I'm tired. No. Excuse me, I'm poor. No. You can't take excuse. God will teach you to turn all your excuses to uses. Somebody say loud, amen. Everything you want to do in life, that you put God ahead, when you put God first, when trouble comes, God will appear at the scene. Christianity is not for convenience. It's for all weather. Christianity is for when it's rough, Christ is Christ. When it's dirty, Christ is Christ. When it's tough, Christ is Christ. When it's bad, God is God. When it's terrible, God is God. When it's terrifying, God is God. When you are down, God is God. When you are up, God is God. When you are weak, God is God. When you are strong, God is God. When you are low, God is God. Your condition can never change God. He's still Almighty God. Having gone around the world 42 times, end to end, I now know God doesn't give people load. He carries their load from them. Somebody say big hallelujah.
Success stretches people. Success strengthens people. Success brings joy. Success brings happiness.
So many people want success. So many people have achieved success.
With riches without maintenance is worse than inherited poverty. Some of you know how to get there. You don't know how to remain there.
But how do you maintain success? Is it in the buying of stocks or investing in real estate?
To maintain a balanced success, you must try to spread yourself beyond what you have ability to do.
Find out from this life-transforming teaching by Archbishop B.A. Idahosa on how to maintain success, and you will always be on top in life.
I'm speaking on the subject today, how to maintain success.
People like me, we don't talk too much because you give account of every word you say. The only people that I don't live long with are those who deviate from what God called them to do. And if you leave the course, no matter how close we have been, I leave you. When you see husband and wife devoted to God in a challenging nation like America, don't just dance, don't just clap, pray for them. Don't get so big not to ask for prayer. As a matter of fact, the bigger you go, the more you ask for prayers. Because when you're on the floor, you don't fall. Did you hear me? When you're on the floor, you don't fall. You only fall when you are high. I have gone around the earth 47 times and I've preached in 102 nations. But the greatest strength I have is the prayer of the saints. I don't boast of silver and gold, which I don't lack. But that's not my strength. My greatest strength is to believe that Jesus is the same today as he was before. If faith worked before, it should work now. If it didn't work now, there's no proof that it worked before. I love what God did with Moses. I love what he did with Abraham. I even love what he did with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the greatest proof that God did anything with someone before is what he can do today. Say hallelujah.
Don't leave it here. The man you need is already here. And if he's not here, he's on the way. Don't know what to do.
He came, he saw, and he conquered.
To change it.
It's not the sick to heal themselves. It's the leader in the church who will lay hand on the sick, and the sick shall recover. It is not the hungry that shall clothe themselves. It is those who know God, who know whom he is, and in the power of his might, who will say to the naked, be clothed. The God who respects no skin.
but honors calls. Those who know they are called by God, God honors them. Take your life out of those little yokes. Take your life out of those little thoughts. Take your life out of the friendship of those who always talk backward. Find men of integrity and personality and action. Look for friends who say, I have, last year I built 2,000 sitting church, but next year I'm going to build for 5,000. I need an inspirer. I need an admonisher and not a demolisher. Find someone who is doing something with them and become his brother. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Your home can become yourself. God is tired of talkers. He's looking for doers. God is tired of complainers. He's looking for complimenters. God is tired of orphans. He's looking for sons. Devil's children to kneel before you. What you find on earth can be found in heaven. If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven. Oh my God! Everybody shout hallelujah!
Have Bishop E. Idahosa, man of faith.
The God of peace himself give you peace himself, always by himself, by all means by himself.
This message and a collection of other messages are available at Iwo Media Services. Iwo Media Services, inspirational, world-class production.
you can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
To support Anointed Tube financially, don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your word. I love you and God truly bless you.